There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
Turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
All right. My name is R.L. Boys from Mississippi. It's good to be here with y'all. I'm going to play you a little of my song that I did on my own. It's okay with you? What do you want? What would a woman if her hair long and mine? I don't need a whole black Maddie. Food got drunk, trunk got dough. I don't need a whole black Maddie. Whole black Maddie. Whole black Maddie.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. I'm Andrew Muller. Our guest this week is R.L. Boyce, of whom may be heard were he not so chronically modest. Boyce has spent most of his long career as a sideman, starting out as a drummer with his uncle, the Mississippi Hill Country Blues fife player Arthur Turner, and for Jesse May Hemphill, before stepping out as a guitarist under his own name. It has taken R.L. until his 63rd year to release his second album, Roll and Tumble. R.L. Boyce, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Our listeners unfortunately cannot see the fantastic jacket you are wearing, which is a custom-made red and white thing with your name on the right breast, and I believe it says on the back, Bluesman of Como, Mississippi.
That's right.
Now, Como is your hometown. I don't know a great deal about it. I've never been. What's Como like?
Como is a little town. If you come through it, you will not see it. It's just a little small town.
And you still live there now?
Right there in the same place.
You started out as a drummer, I think I'm right in saying.
Yeah, I did.
Why the move to guitar?
Well, after my uncle passed away, back then I was playing with my uncle, Arthur Turner. Well, it was called the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band. After they passed away, I feel like I want to get out on my own. Because, you know, when you're playing with some young kids, they don't want to listen to what you say. They got a little bit hard-headed, so I just went on by my own.
I did want to ask about the music you made with your uncle, Arthur Turner. This was fife and drum blues,
right,
as you said, which is an extraordinary thing to listen to, and I don't think it's widely appreciated enough. People are quite surprised, I think, often by the idea of the fife as a blues instrument. But is that still widely played? Do you still hear a lot of that in Mississippi?
They still done it. The young kids done it. I jump in every now and then when we go off somewhere to do a show. They'll ask me to come up and join them. Everybody want to know that I still play, so I play a little bit of it every now and then. I'm going to dedicate this song to my buddy, Fat Domino. Jesus is going to meet me at the River Jordan. Thank you.
writing you do now, when you sort of think of yourself in the lineage of Mississippi blues, do the new songs feel to you like a direct connection to the stuff you started playing a long time ago, or do you see it as a genre that is still evolving?
I still evolve. The way I get my blues, I get mine through a hard feeling. Whatever the good Lord put in my head, I give to whoever want it. I don't write song. If you tell me to give you an A on my guitar, I can give you a G.
But the Mississippi Hill Blues, which is what you've often been associated with, is that do you regard that as a distinct and obvious and separate thing, or is that people working too hard to classify something?
No. All of us work together. You know, when we do a blues down the hill country, they would come to me on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. I said, we need you here. We need you over yonder. Do you feel like playing? I said, well, since you asked me, I'll go ahead and do it. So we all jump in together. This is from my new CD, I Roll and I Tama.
Yes, I roll when I roll.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was R.L. Boyce, and his new album, Roll and Tumble, is out now on Waxploitation Records. The show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have live music from the Japanese singer Rie. But for now, from me, Andrew Mullen. Thanks for listening.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.